Fairpoint Communications Vermont State President Mike Smith is redoubling his efforts against phone scammers after Fairpoint's internal security team and a York County, Maine law enforcement official alerted him to a call that had been recorded and is now being used as part of a public awareness campaign.
An actual call from area code 876.
And you could even go to jail to take that check to the bank. So that's the reason why we ask you to just pay up all the taxes.
Last night I went to bed and I was in bed crying.
And I told you
I didn't know what to do because I don't have no money. The bills are coming in. I got my tax bill. I don't have any oil. I'm freezing here. It's getting cold now. I can't warm up my house.
Visit bewareof876.com.
There isn't a person alive that could sit there and not react to that. It was heart-wrenching. It was brutal in terms of what the scammers were going to do. And at that point, I said, we need to do something.
Fairpoint has set up a website, beware876.com, because Mike Smith says most scam calls are from Jamaica.
These people are vicious criminals that are intent on destroying lives of our seniors, and the victim's voice needs to be heard in this. About $300 million a year are being scammed from seniors nationwide. We're seeing a targeted to the Northeast. They know that our demographics here in the Northeast is an aging demographic, and it's ruthless.
Smith attended a lottery scam forum in Jamaica last week in an attempt to get Jamaican officials to be more proactive in solving the problem.
They have to immediately pass legislation to outlaw this scamming operation in Jamaica. Secondly, they really have to crack down on the law enforcement effort. Thirdly, they have to update their court procedures so that victims don't have to go to Jamaica to testify. And we said they have to set up some sort of restitution fund. And by the way, the American government has to do something as well. We need greater resources to this effort. So there's things on both sides that I'm advocating. I want this to stop.
The Vermont Attorney General's Office Consumer Assistance Program Coordinator, Jason Duquette Hoffman, says there are red flags to help recognize a potential scammer.
Any lottery or sweepstakes that's legitimate will have two components. First, they will never request any money up front from any winner to receive their winnings. Also, it is unlawful, generally, for U.S. citizens on U.S. soil to participate in foreign lotteries or sweepstakes. So if you are here in the U.S. and you're solicited by a lottery or a sweepstakes that purports to be based internationally, then straight away you can understand that that is not a legitimate offer. The second test is wire transfers are the largest single source of funds transfer for scammers. If they're asking you to wire transfer funds, you should immediately be suspicious.
The AARP Vermont focuses efforts on educating seniors and others on avoiding the traps that scammers set, according to spokesman David Revel.
These scammers are very, very good at endearing themselves to the victim. In some cases, are fairly aggressive in requesting the payment. They do things like they go on Google Earth and they find out where your home is. They often indicate that they have people in the area. Once the situation gets to where the victim starts to resist, they can get very aggressive and scare folks into coming across with the money.
Advocates say 90 to 95% of these types of scams are unreported. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.